Welcome back. We're going to give you a little year-to-date update here. This is the fourth week of the year, 2011. And I could give you some really great sound bites, or if I was writing an article in the news press, Santa Barbara News Press, first 4 weeks of the year, 20% increase in the number of listings that are in escrow compared to last year, and a 10% increase in the median price for the first 4 weeks. Well, as I've often told you, one month does not a sequence or a trend make, and I never love saying, "Well, first 4 weeks is this compared to last year." I think what's interesting, though, in those stats is just to see what's in escrow, and it's nice to see we have 121 listings in escrow compared to 102 last year at this time. But what can happen tomorrow is that they could all close. And then suddenly, and not too many go in. So it fluctuates so much. I will say we didn't start this year, 2011, the first 4 weeks. We didn't shoot out of the gate. We have, in terms of the number of closings, okay, in 2010, we had 55 closings for the first 4 weeks of the year. For 2011, only 35, okay? But in 2009 and 2008, also we were in the 30s, 34, 38. Back in 07, 59. Back in 06, 68 closings. And 2011, 35, so that's half. Okay, but 06, different market. But the important thing is we have more in escrow. And what's in escrow, what goes up must come down. Presumably, hopefully, a vast majority of them will close. And as my father used to say, if winter is here, can spring be far behind? So that's my winter is the pendings and spring is closings in my mind. The median price, did I mention that? Oh, the median price, $829,000, which is lower than the year for 2010, which was $860,000. But Montecito had four sales. Last year they had five for the first 4 weeks. Their median price, $3,150,000. Last year it was $3,330,000. Okay, so that's that. Let's see. We're going to have time. Let's take a look at one of the top 10 exclusive communities. We did one last week or 2 weeks ago, and there was a list of 10 super exclusive gated communities. This one, of all places, is called the Reed Estate in Seattle, Washington. Vast majority of these, of course, in Florida and California, but Seattle got a nod. This is one of several gated enclaves overlooking Lake Washington. And it's a tiny community with fewer than a dozen homes, but it's attracted the likes of Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz and former Microsoft corporate executive Greg Maffei, never heard of him. The estate features private lanes. What is that, bowling lanes? What does that mean, private lanes? Of course, it's going to be private streets. And stately, traditional homes from 5,000 to 15,000 square feet. And they were built back in the 40s and 50s. Well, that makes it, I think, very unique. I bet you, of all the 10, that's probably the oldest, or there might be some in Florida. They are now the most secure in Seattle, says Brian Losh, chief executive of real estate agency Ewing & Clark. It's very understandable. Most people don't even know it's there. There are reports of real estate homes listed in recent years for more than $15 million. So that's two of the top 10. Where else do you want to live? Here's an email I got. I don't have a date on it. Oh, yeah, maybe this one I printed on the 20th from my good buddy, Brent Logie, was continually sending me information and anecdotal stuff. He was watching House Hunters International last night, and something was odd. A woman looking to buy an apartment in Tel Aviv for $500,000, which shocked me. She was looking at several. The first two included bomb-proof rooms. The third didn't. She didn't choose the third because of the lack of the bomb shelter. It was a deal-breaker. And his comment was, for $500,000, you'd think you'd want a city that didn't need a bomb shelter. So the other show was a pair of mid-late 20s medical doctors just out of med school looking for a $2 million house in one of the nicer areas in L.A. That's half the health issue problem in a nutshell. two docs starting their careers and already rich enough to buy a $2 million home without batting an eyelash. Okay, that's the program for me. We're going to turn it over to the two additional segments. It's coming right up. You're going to get a lot of good information. We'll see you next week, but stay tuned. More to come.